Brought to you by PrayLatin.com, makers of prayer cards featuring complete English phonetic renderings of Latin pronunciations.
The USCCB's Synod of Synodality report was just issued, and it is predictably a train wreck. It really is. A few weeks ago, I had an episode of Return to Tradition where I showed that data from a Catholic research institution shows that most American Catholics aren't, shock of shocks, actually Catholic. Not in their attitudes, or in the values they live by, or by the practice of the faith. The Synodal report confirmed this without question, and the tragic thing about it is that the bishops will take the reports and seriously consider the wicked proposals that came from the laity. Pillar Catholic is a good summary that we can look at before diving deeply into the report itself. Headline, USCCB, Synod on Synodality has renewed U.S. Church. The USCCB Synod on Synodality report says the process has renewed the church. Has it? I'll answer that for you. No, it hasn't. If anything, the report exposes that most Catholics have a disconnect between the very concept of the salvation of souls and how the church is supposed to view the concerns of the secular world. From the article, quote, the U.S. Bishops' Conference said Monday that the Synod on Synodality consultation process has occasioned a national and church-wide renewal, adding that consultation and discernment meetings should continue in Catholic parishes and dioceses. The Synod's spiritual conversations and fraternal dialogues have renewed a sense of common love and responsibility for the good of our church, in our parishes, in our dioceses, and in our country, explained the USCCB's National Synthesis Document, released September 19th. Through participation in the diocesan phase of the Synod, the people of God have already begun to build the church for which they hope, the text explains. Here's your first problem. The text said Catholics have called for the church to become more welcoming, to better form believers for mission, and to continue conducting listening sessions for both practicing and disaffected Catholics in American parishes and dioceses, end quote. Building the church they hope for. And yes, listening sessions. More of that stuff. It will not surprise you to find out that the American synodal reports are little different in substance from the German synodal way, that American Catholics want the same things the Germans are pushing. The apostasy is already here from the looks of it. And you'll see in the report sections I highlight for you evidence of that. I have the whole report today linked in the show notes at returntotradition.org. That's the name of this channel or podcast, the .org at the end. Just look for the post that has the same name as this episode, and you'll find the links. Plus, that site is a good backup place to follow me in case YouTube isn't sending you notifications for videos, which I know it hasn't really been recently, I can tell. Anyway, let's have a look at the document itself. From the section with the saccharine title, A Welcoming Church, we get this, quote, the most common desire named in the synodal consultations was to be a more welcoming church where all members of the people of God can find accompaniment on the journey. The synodal consultations mentioned several areas where there existed a tension between how to walk with people while remaining faithful to the teachings of the church. For many, the perception is that the blanket application of rules and policies is used as a means of wielding power or acting as a gatekeeper. As one synodal consultation described, people noted that the church seems to prioritize doctrine over people, rules and regulations over lived reality. People want the church to be a home for the wounded and broken, not an institution for the perfect. Sounds like Francis, doesn't it? They want the church to meet people where they are, wherever they are, and walk with them, rather than judging them, to build real relationships through care and authenticity, not superiority. In no particular order, the following groups were frequently mentioned as integral to being a more welcoming church. The hope for a welcoming church expressed itself clearly with the desire to accompany with authenticity the James Martin crowd and their families. Many who call themselves by that tag, that is an amalgamation of letters James Martin loves, believes they are condemned by the church teachings. There is an urgent need for guidance, as one parish begged. We believe are approaching a real crisis in how to minister to that community, some of whom are members of our own families. We need help, support, and clarity. Often families feel torn between remaining in the church and supporting their loved ones. In order to become a more welcoming church, there is a deep need for ongoing discernment of the whole church on how best to accompany our Jimmy Martin brothers and sisters. End quote. Do you see what is happening here? Decades of pastoral guidance from bishops where morality was taught in either an openly heretical manner or in a fast and loose way has led to this. Not to mention James Martin being allowed to run around for the last couple of decades preaching his heresy. But notice, I could have told you that all that was from the German Synod, or from Belgium, or France, or Australia, or Italy, or wherever you want, and you would have believed me because all the synodal texts sound basically the same. By the way, this is a good time to let you know that the Belgian bishops have promulgated a mass set for the Novus Ordo for Jimmy Martin-style weddings, where they're going to bless them, because of course they did. Rome is going to look at all these common threads in the synodal reports, take it as the Holy Ghost moving the church, and change the teaching in some way. Probably not in a way that will be good enough for the activists, but it will still be heresy. Mark my words, we're looking at a Mors Laetitia 2.0 at least. But the other giant red flag in the report is on the ordination of women. If you guessed that they wanted what the German bishops wanted on that too, you would be correct. Quote, nearly all synodal consultations shared a deep appreciation for the powerful impact of women religious who have consistently led the way in carrying out the mission of the church. Likewise, there was recognition for the centrality of women's unparalleled contributions to the life of the church, particularly in local communities. There was a desire for stronger leadership, discernment, and decision-making roles for women, both lay and religious, in their communities and parishes. People mentioned a variety of ways in which women could exercise leadership, including preaching and ordination as deacon or priest. Ordination for women emerged not primarily as a solution to the problem of the priest shortage, but as a matter of justice. End quote. And there it is. As a matter of justice. The activists want secular notions of justice that come from a very particular part of the political and ideological spectrum to be adopted by the church. The values of the French Revolution of liberty, fraternity, and equality have been fully adopted by the laity, with very few Catholics just understanding those values were expressly pushed to counter Catholicism, to undermine the church, and to destroy the last vestiges of Christendom. The church worked for more than a century after the events in France to combat those errors, until they crept their way into the church and emerged triumphant at Vatican II. And the worst part is that there is no end to the implementation of those values either, as someone always has a grievance that can be used to push the envelope further. They latch on to those values and they push them further and further. There's a very sad part of the report, by the way, the departure of young people from parish life. Well, from most parishes, not traditional ones, though that really isn't acknowledged in the report at all. But many participants think that bringing young people back to the church will be accomplished by having the church adopt the political values of the moment. That the green program of our secular ruler should be adopted, think Laudato Si, basically. That the concerns of ethnicity and the flesh should be the focus of the church. Name a major socio-political issue that the secular world, and especially the media, are focused on at the moment. Participants want that to be the focus of the church in order to bring young people back. From the report, quote, young people's waning participation in parish life was a source of great pain for many older community members. They lament the departure of young people with anxious concern. I feel like a failure because I was not able to hand down my faith to my children, who are now adults. It breaks our hearts to see our children that we brought to Mass and sent to Catholic schools and colleges reject the church. End quote. Part of that is that the Catholic colleges and schools aren't Catholic anymore. I have a video that explores some of the reasons behind that for Saturday. So if you're curious about how the modernists destroyed Catholic universities and turned them in large part to be something that is no better than secular universities, check that out. None of that should surprise you in practice, though, given we are living through a virulently apocalyptic time, where the church is on the cusp of totally losing all influence it has in the culture by simple virtue of it losing members. In a few short years, neighborhood parishes will be few and far between. And why is that? Because the church has adopted the norms and values of the secular world, and the laity want more of that. Meanwhile, traditional parishes are shut down despite their being packed with many young people who attend regularly and end up having large families themselves. You know, the way it used to be before virtually all Catholics, before all Catholics adopted the values of the world, before we internalized their values, and the bishops refused to address that. So round and around and around we go down the drain. What do you think of this? Does this report surprise you in the least? Was it what you expected? I wasn't surprised, to be honest. It's almost like the reports are being choreographed from Rome. You know, over on Facebook, Dr. Peter Kwasniewski actually stated that it looks like Father James Martin ghost wrote some of the sections of the document himself. And while he said that in jest, it wouldn't surprise me if it was actually true. But let me know your thoughts in the comments. Please like and subscribe if you haven't. It really does help. As is sharing these messages on social media, that helps a lot as well. As always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.